When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe. SumoMe is a suite of apps that you install right on your website to help build your email list and your website traffic. I mean, who doesn't want that? We've been using SumoMe for the past 2 years and absolutely love it. Get started for free and get SumoMe right now. Just go to this link, 100mba.net/SumoMe. Again, that's 100mba.net/SumoMe. Today's Q&A weekend's question is all about starting a restaurant/cafe. A listener is thinking about starting one and is looking for any advice. The restaurant business is no joke. It's one of the hardest yet most rewarding businesses to run. I'm actually reading a very interesting book by Anthony Bourdain called Kitchen Confidential. It's his first book. It's a bestseller. And it gives you all these insights about how the restaurant business works. So if you're thinking about starting anything in food and beverage or even hospitality, I recommend picking up this book as well as listening to today's episode. This episode first aired about 300 episodes ago. But we want to rebroadcast it because we know some of you have some interest in building a physical business, especially in the restaurant business. So enjoy this one, and I'll be back with a fresh new episode, another Q&A Weekends episode tomorrow. This one's gold. Enjoy it. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A Weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's question comes from Chris, and Chris asks, I want to open a restaurant/cafe. Any advice? Good question, Chris. And not an easy one, because a physical business, especially in the food and hospitality industry, is a little bit different. I'm going to give you my best advice as well as some references, some things you can use when thinking about starting a business in the restaurant or cafe industry. Let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. So Chris says he wants to start a restaurant/cafe, and he's looking for any advice. Well, Chris, the first thing I want to say to you is that if you're opening a restaurant or cafe, you're really in the service business. The quality of your product obviously has to be great, whether you're serving food or coffee or whatever it is. But what can make or break your restaurant or cafe is the service. People will put up with even mediocre products if the service is great. Look at IHOP, for example. The International House of Pancakes is a franchise, it's huge, but it started with one location. The food is not gourmet. But it became successful because of its hometown-friendly service. You ever see that mom-and-pop diner that's down the corner that's been around for years? It's been around for years because of its service. And believe it or not, the success of Starbucks is due to its service. Yes, their coffee has become well-known, but it's not like Starbucks has the best coffee in the world. There's other coffees that taste better. But they perfected the experience the customer has when they walk into a Starbucks. They get their coffee in a short amount of time. It's consistent. Everybody knows what to expect, and they get exactly what they're expecting. Not only in the product itself, but the way they're served, and even the environment they're having the coffee. The actual settings of the restaurant, of the cafe. So my first piece of advice is make sure your service, the experience your customer has as they walk into the door of your business, is top-notch. Whether that means having great wait staff or great baristas, whatever your setup is, you need to train your employees, train your team, and even if that team is you, to make sure you deliver on service, on experience. Because a bad experience at a restaurant or cafe can turn somebody away permanently. And they talk about you. Speaking of which, there's a little app that has really changed the game when it comes to the restaurant business. And it's called Yelp. Yelp is an app that people use to review different local restaurants, even local businesses, barbershops, things like that. But it's mainly used for restaurants and bars. So you really can't hide anymore. That becomes your marketing. Your great service becomes apparent on apps like Yelp. And now in major cities, people who get great Yelp ratings, they show it proudly on their door, on the actual glass of their door. This is prominent in big cities like San Francisco and New York. So as you can see, I'm stressing service for a reason. My next piece of advice when it comes to your restaurant or cafe is if your location is not bringing in enough traffic or has the ability to bring in enough traffic through some marketing, then there's nothing you really can do to be successful. You gotta get people through the door. See, this is one of the advantages of an online business is that you can generate traffic. It's limitless. Now, it doesn't mean that a physical business is worse off than an online business, but with a physical location, your location is so important because you have a limited amount of traffic if you're in a low traffic area. So make sure you choose an area that has a demand for what you offer. So what type of restaurant are you? What type of cafe? What kind of cuisine? Do you have clientele that would be interested in that area? Do you have competition? And if you have competition, that doesn't mean that's a bad thing. It means that there is a need. But what does that competition look like? How far away is that competition? If you were to compete with them, what would you compete on? So location in a physical business is so important. You hear it all the time in real estate, location, location, location. And you hear it all the time for a reason, because it's important. Because at the end of the day, you got to get customers in the door to stay in business. Now, obviously, this is going to dictate the real estate that you're going to open up with, whether it's inside a shopping center or a mall or a standalone shop. Is there parking? Is there like temporary parking where they can just pick up their order if they're doing takeaway? These are things you need to consider. The more convenient the location and the experience, again, the better for your business. Before I wrap up today's lesson, I want to recommend a book. I mentioned this book as a must-read in an earlier episode. It's called Anyone Can Do It by Bobby and Sarah Hashmi. And it's a book about, can anybody be an entrepreneur? But the reason why I'm recommending it in today's episode and today's topic is because their business was a coffee shop, actually a pretty popular and successful coffee chain called Coffee Republic. There were the first of the barista-style coffee shops in the UK. They're actually there before Seattle's Best came or even Starbucks. The point here is that they catalog and walk you through their journey of building a cafe, opening their first, then their second, then a whole slew of them. And their story can be really helpful. Their experience they share with you can be really helpful if you're building or starting or opening a restaurant or cafe. So pick that book up. It doesn't come in a Kindle version. It does come in a paperback only, but you can check it out. We'll pop in a link in today's show notes so you can find it easily. Today's show notes link is 100mba.net/mba463. I got more on today's Q&A Weekends episode, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, SumoMe. Build that email list you know you need with SumoMe. It installs right on your website and allows you to collect email addresses right on your site without changing anything with code or anything like that. It installs in 2 minutes. You set up your email forms and that's it. You're set. SumoMe does the rest. If you don't have a way to collect emails on your website yet, you got to do this. The biggest regret I've had in the past is not collecting emails earlier. By collecting the email addresses of your visitors, you're able to build trust with that audience. You're able to build a relationship. Without it, you can't reach them. You can't get in touch with them. They just visit you and you never see them again. That's a huge loss. Many of us spend a lot of money on marketing and we're losing marketing dollars by doing this. You're also wasting time if you're creating content to drive traffic to your website. Capitalize and get their email addresses with SumoMe. You can get SumoMe for free by just visiting this link, 100mba.net/SumoMe. Again, that's 100mba.net/SumoMe. Guys, to wrap up today's question, Chris is looking to open up a restaurant or a cafe. He's looking for advice. I can't stress how much service is so important. Location is something you need to consider. The quality of your products, of course, have to be there. Your food, your drinks, things that you offer, the cleanliness of your space. But I also want to add, you got to learn how to market a cafe or a restaurant in innovative ways. Too many people are using old school methods that are kind of outdated. Flyers and postcards. Facebook ads is a great tool, and it's completely underutilized right now in the restaurant and cafe industry. You're going to be able to get incredible conversions at a low, low rate because nobody's using it. And the funny thing about Facebook is they have great demographic information. You can target people in that local area. You can run ads at specific times. So like from 11 to 2 o'clock, you can run ads about lunch specials. This is completely untapped. And if you're running a business that's in the restaurant or cafe industry, if you're running a physical business, make sure you take a look at Facebook ads. It's a great way to crush it when nobody's looking at it at all. And don't forget, your website is still very important. And I always talk about websites for physical businesses are actually more important because you look at the website to find their location, their phone number, their menu. If you're a restaurant, make sure it's top notch. Most restaurants have a bad reputation when it comes to their website. Don't be one of those guys. Go ahead and fire up an easy website. Go to Squarespace. If you go to squarespace.com/MBA, they're a sponsor of the show. You get 10% off and you can have a great looking website for like $16 a month. That's nothing. Remember, your website is often the first impression your customers will have of your physical business. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. If you have 2 minutes to spare, 2 minutes, guys, we would love for you to drop us an iTunes rating and review. If you just go to 100mba.net/iTunes, it's a link that'll send you straight to where you rate and review us. If you want detailed instructions on how to give us a rating and review, just go to 100mba.net/show. Thank you in advance for that. That means a whole lot to us. We read every single review and helps us improve the show. All right, guys, that's it for me today, but I want to leave you with this. Every business has its own challenge, whether it's a restaurant, an online business, a clothing store. And I often like to explore different types of businesses or just get to know other business owners in different areas because I like to see what's working for them. And if something's working for them and it's not being utilized in my industry, I might want to go in there and start using that strategy or using that marketing strategy, just like I talked about Facebook ads. So keep an eye open, even at businesses that you're not interested in. Listen to others when they talk about their businesses. Ask questions. Find out more. It may mean taking your business to the next level. All right, guys, that's it for me today. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and get every episode automatically. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.